reports back from the health department on cases that we had voted to move forward on. Here's, we got one at Cedar Creek, Ronda Lee Williams, health department certifies this is a true nuisance.
And that's something that Jeff Merrill wanted. Is that, I mean, the prosecuting attorney wanted something certified for them to move forward.
Before he would, yes, sir.
Okay.
And then we've got three more cases on this list, classified as a true nuisance.
Okay.
Quincy Road, Kirbyville, 235 Deer Lane, Kirbyville, and 130 Bittersweet,
okay.
Ridgedale area.
What? How do you want us to proceed with those four?
I'll make a motion to hand these four over to the prosecutor, along with these copies from the health department certifying them as true nuisances, and
okay.
Asking him to proceed.
Let me ask you this, Chuck. I voted on those, but I didn't remember the one at Ridgedale. Was that one that was voted on when I wasn't here, or is it one that I'm just miss? You said Bittersweet?
Bittersweet. I don't remember.
Did you have a file on it or something
that
I looked at? And
yeah, there's trash, banks of trash.
What we've been looking for all along is the support of the health department to give us this so that it can be pursued. Is that, and so?
And they have, sir.
And now all these others I know about, but I didn't know about the one there, so I may have just looked at a folder that had pictures and voted on it or something.
They've gone out and looked at it themselves, and Nikki's
right.
Got the folder if you want to look.
Right.
Which one did you want to look at?
Bottom one. Just Bittersweet, whichever one it, because I didn't remember voting on it.
Okay, so you are amending your motion, is that right?
No.
Okay, I'm sorry. What did you say with Bittersweet? You just didn't know about it.
I can't remember it out of the group.
Second the motion.
All the questions? All in favor say aye.
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 Motion carried. Okay, we've got another letter here with three more. And they believe the property's been cleaned up. The property's, right?
Last week, Mr. Wilkinson came in, and I talked to him, and I left you a note to give him a call. But for the most part, he indicated that it had been cleaned up.
Are these health department issued also?
No, these are ones that came
to
us.
These were existing.
Okay. Long time existing.
Some of those nuisances, give them a month and see if it's still cleaned up.
And there was an or. I didn't read the or. It says, or the current address was not found. So if it would be all right, I'll follow up on these before we take any other direction. Okay?
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Nikki, for...
And when you send this on the prosecuting attorney, you've got all the letters that get sent to... Basically, you're sending the whole packet of the file, to the prosecuting attorney for him to move forward. Gotcha.
Gotcha.
Okay. Other business?
You're done then, right?
I've got to, if we could, touch on the Aegis thing just a minute. Find them quickly.
I was going to announce that, we forgot to announce that. You know that healthcare fair?
Yep.
Oops. Not the healthcare fair, the Faith Community Health Center grand opening.
Yeah, actually it was their first day opening on Saturday.
Right.
I don't think they're... Is there a grand opening?
The 19th of April. I think that's the...
Actually, that's the YMCA's healthy
lifestyle.
Wellness part of it. Yeah,
that's right.
Not so much the
health center. You're right.
Okay, on the holdup for... three of the invoices were for T Highway, and there was one invoice for Aegis on land use for $9,861.25.
Let me see this. Is this the one, Helen? 318927?
We voted on one last week. Well, you were going to Washington on the transfer station because we had some questions.
But the contract was redone, right? We voted like the contract was revoted.
Yes.
Okay. Well, I guess my question is, I have no beef with the transfer station and or the Y Highway project. My question was, I know that Eddie and Aegis had been sitting down to talk about what we're doing with the planning and zoning remapping process. And I know that they've sat down, and I just haven't heard from Eddie yet if we have got what we need, because I know that this invoice here, this one right here from 9,000, which is this PO number here, that's the biggest question I have, which was, I hadn't had a chance to talk to Eddie specifically about that. And I know that was included in this overall payment check. And so...
So you want to continue to hold it out?
Well, I just need to talk to Eddie about what...
Was it... It was the one
tabled. That was the one I tabled a long time ago.
Two or three weeks ago.
Yeah. Two or three weeks ago. I pulled out because I wanted to make sure... There's been, I hate to say controversy, but there's been some question. Obviously, the document that we got that was so controversial, did they, and that was like stage three or stage four of the process. My question was, have they, even though it was the document was not that great, was that a fulfillment of the contract, of our obligation to that contract? Remember, because we had the whole land planning contract had multiple phases or multiple stages. And Mr. Paulson, I don't think he has reviewed it all, but the question was, do we pay this last one even though the document was bad? By rejecting the document, do we still expect something? And is this the full payment or the last remaining part of the payment of that contract?
I don't know. I wouldn't.
That's why I haven't had a chance to talk to Eddie about that.
I wasn't for the
land
use deal anyway, so don't get... I mean, I voted for the usage, but I didn't vote for the extent.
We rejected that ultimate document, right.
It had so many things.
We rejected what?
We rejected the document that they had, remember that presented that caused all the controversy? We ultimately rejected that document.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Yeah. That's what I'm talking about. It's like, are we expecting any more, or do we just need to pay that contract? That's where there's a gray area of that process.
Okay.
But other than that, I mean, the T Highway and the transfer station, I have no problem with those checks.
I don't mind holding on this one for you to go check.
Okay.
But I have an issue with last week on Tuesday. Aegis approached me that he had not been paid.
Right.
And so I went to Helen and checked on it, and it was an invoice. That you had asked to hold off payment on.
Which is this one?
No. That's this one. This one was 318098. You don't have the documents.
Right. No, it's not here. Man, that book. It's in there too.
No.
I don't think it is.
It's on the very front of it.
Right, here's the front.
Okay. Right. Has post-it notes on it. There.
Okay, you're right.
Yeah, that was in there.
Okay.
That's the one I pulled out.
But this was pulled out...
Weeks ago.
Right. And you had given it to Nikki to put back in for payment last week, and Eddie verified that the work had been done. This was... I don't guess you were here.
I was not here.
But you had told her to put that back in the accounts payable for this week. And that had already been in 2 or 3 weeks or 4 weeks ago.
Right. In anticipation of me talking to Eddie on Friday.
Okay.
Which I didn't get a chance to.
All right. Because you had put it back in the documents, Mm-hmm. I instructed Helen to give him the check on Tuesday.
Okay.
Because I didn't think you'd put it back in unless you were satisfied with the documents.
Okay.
And we'd approved it. We were to hold it back 4 weeks ago or whatever it was. And so he has that check for
$123,000.
I'm sorry, $12,315. Scared you, didn't I? Sorry about that. For
$12,315.25. Okay.
So,
I had
and again, Eddie had verified that all the work was complete through Nikki. That's what I. So he has that check. He got it Tuesday.
But we haven't voted on the invoice.
We voted on it 4 weeks ago.
No, we pulled it out 4 weeks ago.
Well, but we voted to hold it, like we've often done, is my understanding.
Okay.
Until you verified what you wanted to verify.
Which I didn't, like I said, I didn't get a chance. I put in there anticipation of verifying. I didn't get a chance on Friday.
But when you asked Nikki
to put it back,
put it back in the, I didn't see why you would have put it back in if you hadn't verified. So I okayed the check. Because we've been holding it for 4 weeks or whatever it was.
Right.
So, if you're not happy with it, we got a problem.
I don't know if I won't be happy. Just a matter of, I haven't had a chance to, I was trying to be proactive to get it in the accounts payable, hoping that I'd get to see Eddie.
And the auditor, I think it all came partially, besides him coming to me, the auditor's office came to me, want to know, why are we putting this through again? You'd already approved it.
Okay.
So, whatever that's worth.
All right, I'm going to have to do a little work today, obviously. So here, put that back in there. All right, I need to make sure I talk to Eddie. Okay.
Now, which one? I've seen the table, the two different labels on it. One where we tabled it, and then the other one where there was a yellow sticker on there. So what are we going to do?
I think our schedule's kind of erratic this morning. All I gotta do is, I had no problem with Aegis's contract for T Highway and Transfer Station. The problem is they wrote one check for all those different invoices. In a conversation with Eddie, I probably can get the answers necessary to release this one here. And then if I release this one, I'm fine with the other one too.
Did you get to review their contract? Probably didn't.
The Transfer Station one?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was came across the email.
Okay.
Yeah. I believe Bob had sent, I had a copy somewhere, I think Bob had, he just sent one over, and you worked with Aegis on the redoing of the transfer station contract.
Yeah, I think we just recently approved
it. And we approved it last week, correct.
Yeah.
Right. It was pretty straightforward, I mean, there was some wording that we made sure that was in there.
There was a lump sum of $6,000 or $7,000 for the design of the...
Right.
Okay. We have got nearly to 10:30, and we need to be out at 10:30, you said.
Yeah, do you want to just have the procurement card discussions and get that?
Well, we could, but we're a little early. It's not until 10:30.
There's no reason to go to Bob's session right this second. Jillian's not even down here. why don't we just get 5 minutes, get everyone here, we can have them. Have the procurement card and the computer bid addendum number 2 and have it right at 10:30, and then we'll just push Bob's until this afternoon. How's that? Because of my schedule, if we're this full, I won't be able to talk to Eddie or anything.
I don't know what you're going to say to me, because...
Of course, say lots to you, Bob.
Well, we've got one big litigation that you've had a meeting on since we met. Harriet, didn't you go to Springfield and meet on that since we talked last?
Yeah, I did go up to Great River, yes.
And you've got to be, we got to do it today because you're gone the rest of the week.
That was my point as far as not talking to me much.
Nothing's going to get done, you're saying?
Nothing's going to get done Tuesday through Friday. By me.
I'm on the road. Let's just do a 2-minute recess. Get Linda in here, Rick Finley. Rick's here. And you'll get Linda, and let's just... Yep.
I'll go get her. I was going to go nab a little coffee anyway. All right, we'll recess a couple minutes.
Okay, great.